Good evening. You're listening to Kate Tahoe. It's time for The Bright Side with Alexis Robin.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Almost.
I know, almost. So today we're talking about, of course, how to rock 2013 and an alternative to resolutions.
Are we still supposed to make those?
You know what? I think having resolutions are a good thing because people who have goals are a lot more likely to actually move forward in their life than people who don't and just hope things get better. But I think that there's a lot of pressure on New Year's resolutions. And one of the things I've learned over the years that creates that pressure is this idea that you have to, like, implement everything tomorrow, right? Like, you need to quit smoking, start exercising, eat well, be nicer to your, you know, friends and family, start writing poetry, and it all has to happen before 9 o'clock on the 1st of January. And
yeah,
it's going to happen. Last year I talked about this, and I, you know, and it's what I'm sticking with in terms of how to do New Year's, but my alternative is to not think about New Year's resolutions as a starting point, but think of them as a destination, right? So when you think about where you're trying to go, don't think about trying to change everything by January 1st, but taking the next 365 days to make changes in your life that are positive.
I like it. So we have till the end to kind of get it right.
Yeah, so you have an entire year to improve on things, right? So it's
That's
not
awesome.
Like you have between tonight when you're hungover and tomorrow morning when you wake up to fix things in your life. Like you've got 365 days. And if you think about it just for a minute, you know, go forward, spend a few minutes today reflecting on what do you want next year on this day to feel like? Like, what do you want to be thinking at on November 3rd or December 31st, 2013? Are you going to want to be thinking like, hey, I'm so proud of myself for doing this? You know, what is it that you feel like you're going to be proud of yourself for?
Exactly.
So start thinking about this year and what you want to do differently as a destination, not a starting point. Now, how do you do this? Well, as always, I've got some steps for you.
Of course you do.
And there's also, in case I forget to say at the end, on our Nourish Life Coaching, Nourish Life and Business Coaching Facebook page, there's a link to free downloadable PDFs that you can use to fill out and follow this track along. So feel free to download those. Step one, though, list your areas of focus. So, like, what are some areas that you want to focus on this year, Jen?
Health.
Okay, so health is one of her areas of focus. Some of the other popular areas of focus are money, love, career, spending or doing things for others, personal growth, etc. Step two is ask yourself, what do I want these areas to look like? So a lot of times we think about what we want to do, but we don't get clear about what we want it to look like. So, like, I want to be healthier. Well, what would that even look like? So what do you think, Jen? What would be being healthier look like for you?
Exercising daily or regularly in some fashion. That would be probably step one. Less sugar would be a big thing. Trying to cut back on my diet Pepsi intake. I'm an adder, though. I always think you add good things and the bad things dump out.
We've talked about that before. So, yeah, I love that. So what could you add to your life? So you talked about adding exercise. What could you add instead of diet Pepsi?
Well, I got a new tea kettle for Christmas, so more tea and just more water and just, you know, that'll help save money and do all. I'm hoping it just has a whole effect on everything.
Yeah,
and then we'll come to saving the money, so that's the finance. Then maybe the love, who knows?
Absolutely, because when you're feeling all relaxed on it with a warm cup of tea, it's hard not to fall in love with a person like that.
I guess.
So, we'll see. I live on tea, actually, in my office. The best thing I ever did was get one of those water bottles that has the hot water spigot in it, and I just drink tea all day long. It's
That's
the greatest
nice.
Thing, especially here when it's burr cold.
It's a little chilly out today.
So step two is to ask yourself what you want the areas to look like. So when you're thinking about finances, you know, what do you want that to look like? Do you want your debt to be reduced? Do you want your savings to be increased? Do you want to be spending, you know, less on food? Do you want to be spending less on going out? Do you want to be spending less on, you know, just the kind of the stuff, the impulse buy stuff? Think about what you want that to look like. And then, let's think about love. Like, what do you want that to look like? Do you want to have, met somebody? Do you want to have improved the love that you already have? Do you want to, is that when you talk about love, is that love with your friends and family, or is that love with a partner? And so you want to think about those kind of things and what that would actually look like and where you want that to be by the end of the year. Step three, once you know how you want things to look and how differently they are, what you'll maintain, what will be different, then you go on here to step three, and you paint a visual picture in words for each category. So this is the way that you'll know what it looks like when you've achieved it. So you think about, you know, how will I know next year on December 31st, 2013, how am I going to know that I achieved, you know, improvement in my focus area of health?
My clothes will fit.
My clothes will fit better. Yeah, sure. Sure. You'll get back into the skinny jeans again.
Yeah, okay. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And it may be, too, that you're, you know, that you're exercising. Like, oh, well, I know it because I can look back on my year and saw that I exercised three times a week, or that I took the stairs when I could have taken the elevator, or what have you. So you want to paint a visual picture, and you'll know by no question, by being able to look at this visual picture in your mind, that you've made it to your goal or not. And the thought behind this is that clearly defining your destination helps you get there. So
I need to start doing some defining.
Yeah, you need to define it. I mean, it's one thing to be like, oh, I want to be healthier, or oh, I want to be more financially secure. But to not talk about what that looks like, you'll never get there. And if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
That's true.
Right. So then you move on to step four here, and that's to ensure that your decisions and actions are in line with your destination. So when you think about doing this, it's like creating a strategic plan for your life, right? So you are you're thinking about where you want to go. You're thinking about what you want to improve on. And then you're thinking about, okay, every decision I make is either going to get me closer to that or further away. Okay. Right? So yep. Every time you decide to exercise, you're getting closer to that. You know, every time you decide to sleep in, you're getting further away. And then sometimes for health, sleeping in actually is getting you closer to health.
That's true.
You know, because sometimes you need sleep as well. So it's understanding both of those things. It's knowing those things. Then if you think about your decisions, you ask yourself, like, am I getting closer or not? And if I'm not getting closer, what's going on here? Right? So yeah. Why am I not getting closer? And we talked about that a few shows back, but if you want to change and you're not changing, what's happening? You know, either you're too scared, you're too lazy, or you really don't want to change.
That's right. I remember those.
Remember that?
Yep.
So you want to think about that, and you want to think about, you know, if you need a metaphor for this, and you're thinking about flying to D.C. or getting to D.C. from California, you know, you probably wouldn't go down, you know, via Texas and Florida and then loop back through Tennessee and up through Michigan and then land in D.C. Probably want a direct flight, right?
That's right.
So it's the same thing with change in your life. Are you taking a direct flight, or are you taking, like, the super saver 24-hour flight that you have to sleep in the airport to get there, right? So there's a little metaphor to take you. And then step five here in how to make changes in your life over the years is to take the focus areas into consideration when you invest your time, talent, and treasure. Mm-hmm. Now, time is obvious. When spending your energy, time, or hard-earned money on something, you're going to get closer or further from your destination. Uh-huh. So think about that. You know, a lot of people, it's like they complain, oh, I don't want to spend $15 to take a Pilates class or $10 to take a yoga class. But they have no problem going out and spending $150 on a meal.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, how is that working in terms of investing your treasure, investing your money? And if you're thinking about time and you're willing to spend, you know, an hour and a half waiting outside of the pizza joint for your table, but you're not willing to spend 40 minutes in the morning to go to the gym, you know, is that a good use of your time? Yeah. And so you just want to think about those things and think about, you know, how are you doing it? And the first piece of this is really just becoming aware. And awareness is the first step in anything, is to notice, what do I want to be different? What needs to change between now and then? And what am I actually doing about it? Am I making a change or not? Am I sitting idly by hoping things will just change by me not doing anything? So, So you want to be thinking about that in terms of investing your time and energy and your money for that matter.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying here in a nutshell is define where you're going, then use 2013 to get there. If you arrive in April, awesome. If you hit all your goals by April, that's great. Then all you have to do is maintain until December.
Give us a call and let us know how that worked.
If you arrive in December, then you've made it right on time. Right? So this is not, it's not about a single, you know, decision made and everything changing on January 1st. By choosing the change as a destination, you're actually able to get there by next year instead of fail by January 5th.
I love that.
Yeah. So, so Happy New Year's. Now, if something like this is, if you really want to take this on, what I want you to do is I want you to go to the Facebook page, Nourish Life and Business Coaching is the page, and go ahead and look at today's post, and there's a link to Dropbox, and you can download both a form to get this particular roadmap to Rock 2013, and there's also a sample worksheet as well, which has things filled in, so you can figure that out. So, so go ahead and take those. Those are free downloads. And then if you're, you feel like you can't do this alone, you can always sign up for our French retreat in Provence June. We'll be doing a 6-night, 7-day retreat with a yoga instructor, 2 master life coaches, in a chateau, which is French for castle, in Provence. And that's going to be a fantastic experience. You can find out about that at nourishlifecoaching.com.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So, so those are a couple different options, or you can always just call and hire yourself a life coach. And if you don't live in the area and you want to see someone one-on-one, we certainly have lots of coaches all over the country. And if you want to come see me, I'm right down the street.
I love it.
Yeah. So Happy New Year, everybody. Be safe out there. Have a good time. And remember, the January 1st is the beginning of the destination for this year. It's the beginning of the journey. It is not the end point. So, you know, don't feel the pressure to make everything happen tomorrow morning. Give yourself some time and make some lasting changes, and you will be happy with where you end up next year.
Hey, you didn't tell us your New Year's resolution.
You know, I've been thinking about it for a few days, and my big thing is I want to be more patient. I always say that. I want to be more patient with my kids.
Be careful about wishing for that.
Yeah, I do. I really want to try to relax a little bit around my kids more, and I certainly want to keep up with the more we've added a lot of plant-based foods to our diet, and so want to continue with the good, healthy, organic eating and kind of build on that a little bit more.
Nice.
Add some more kale to my diet. That's what I'm adding.
Kale's
a little bit
good.
Of kale every week. I want to eat some more. And what else? I don't, you know, life's been pretty good. I'm trying to get clear about, I have a lot of different options and ways to go with my my business right now. And I'm kind of trying to get really clear about what feels very authentic and exciting and delicious in terms of what to do next. So not just kind of what's the easiest, you know, path, but really being intentional about where do I want to take my business going forward? Because right now I'm going in so many fun directions. So really trying to decide which ones are the best and most fun places to be. So those are my resolutions.
Very cool.
So far.
Well, you have a happy and safe New Year's.
Thank you. You too, Jen.
And we'll be back at it next week.
We will.
All righty. You've been listening to Alexis Robin with The Bright Side here on K-Tahoe.